Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel presented oral arguments at the Federal Court of Appeals regarding the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania buffer zone. This is a buffer zone around abortion clinics that moves pro-life people sometimes 50 feet or more, maybe even up to 70 feet away, and prevents freedom of speech. We're going to talk about some of the amazing admissions of the attorney representing Harrisburg on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Harry Mahet was the attorney for Liberty Counsel that ultimately presented these oral arguments. He's vice president of legal affairs for Liberty Counsel, and he presented it at the Federal Court of Appeals. Harrisburg passed an ordinance that ultimately was designed to keep people who objected to medical procedures away from medical clinics, which included abortion clinics. Planned Parenthood is the entity that presented this proposed ordinance to the city officials. So it came out of Planned Parenthood. Purportedly, it applies to all medical facilities, but it was particularly designed to apply to abortion clinics. So we represent several individuals who have been giving peaceful information, literature, sidewalk counseling. They're not blocking access. And as a result of these buffer zones, they can't get anywhere near someone to have a reasonable conversation or to pass out a piece of literature giving them the alternative to abortion, perhaps even adoption and other helps. They have to get moved away 50, sometimes up to 70 feet away.
Where they can't even communicate with the people who they are reaching out to. And we need to be very clear here so that people understand. We're not talking about an ordinance that keeps pro-life sidewalk counselors off of Planned Parenthood property. We're talking about public sidewalks here. This is public speech, and this ordinance unconstitutionally seeks to silence a particular viewpoint, pro-life, public speech on public property, public sidewalks, where the Constitution is clear. You cannot engage in viewpoint discrimination. You cannot target one group of people and try to attempt to silence them and countervene their First Amendment free speech rights.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, during the oral argument, Harry Mahet and our brief actually pointed out the judge's ruling below. The judge actually ruled in favor of Harrisburg. He found that Harrisburg didn't meet certain criteria, but he ended up flipping things around on its head and ruled in their favor and denied our preliminary injunction. So that's why we're up on appeal. But the judge in his ruling below said that he was trying to basically say, well, it's not just against pro-lifers, that it also applies to other, quote, fringe viewpoints, close quote.
Fringe.
Now, that right there should raise an eyebrow.
Fringe.
Yeah.
That it also applies to other fringe viewpoints. This is the judge's statement.
That betrays his motivation. That betrays where he's coming from.
Right. And he basically went on to say it could apply to people who opposed certain kinds of other medical procedures, people who oppose certain kind of counseling, people who oppose certain kind of psychology. You notice that fringe viewpoints and oppose, okay? So that's the point. That's the problem.
Mm.
And during the oral argument, the argument was made by our attorney that this only applied if you're in opposition to abortion, which is the medical procedure taking place at that abortion clinic. If you are in favor of abortion, it doesn't apply because the statute says it applies only to those who oppose medical procedures going on in that medical facility.
That's a problem.
Right.
So it only applies if you are pro-life, not if you are pro-abortion. Opposed to abortion, but if you're favorable to abortion, it doesn't apply. Ding, ding, ding. That should have red lights go off. That means it's content-based. They have to determine, are you for or against what's going on there?
Yeah. Discrimination.
And so here, one of the Federal Court of Appeals judge asked the other attorney for Harrisburg, and this, I think, is very critical. He said, does this ordinance apply if someone goes out there by that clinic and they have a sign that is promoting the opening up of a brand new law firm, but they're in the buffer zone? No, it doesn't apply. Does it apply if they wanted to promote some other matter not related to the medical? No, it doesn't apply. Does it apply, for example, if you wanted to go out there in that same buffer zone and you wanted to hold up a sign about discounts at the abortion clinic or some other kind of pro message for the abortion clinic? No, it doesn't apply. Does it apply then to somebody who goes out there with some literature or a sign that is opposing abortion? Yes, it applies.
So only if you're against murdering babies.
He says, doesn't that cause a concern?
Yes.
And he didn't know what to say. Afterward, the attorney for Harrisburg told Harry it was the worst argument he had ever had in his lifetime.
Oh my gosh.
Not Harry, but the Harrisburg attorney. It was the worst argument he had ever had in his lifetime. And he then said, you know, there's some new people in the city now. Maybe we could start talking about settlement.
Mm.
Well.
Huh. Yeah, well, that's a pretty bold admission on his part.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that
Sloppy.
Doesn't, but that doesn't even speak to the quality of this person as an attorney. I mean, he may be a fine attorney and maybe give fine arguments under most circumstances, but the law is so flawed. His tacit admission there is that, oh boy, there was no way for us to get around the true intent of this law, which is viewpoint discrimination against one particular point mm-hmm. of view. That's, you know, that's what you can read between the lines from what he admitted to Harry.
Yeah, so, you know, if you have a content-based restriction where the government is picking and choosing on the basis of content, it requires the government to meet the strongest, highest level of burden to justify an infringement on content. So, for example, if they come into the into the subject matter of abortion and they regulate that particular discussion, or in this case, medical procedures, that raises a huge red flag. But if they come into the content of a subject matter, i.e. abortion is the subject matter, and they say, you cannot speak against abortion, but you can speak in favor of abortion, that's called viewpoint. It's basically looking at a quarter. It has heads and tails. You take the favor of heads against tails. You're basically saying, on this subject matter, you can only speak favorably on this subject matter. If you speak unfavorably on this subject matter, you're prohibited. That's called viewpoint discrimination. There's never been a case in the history of the United States Supreme Court, never, that has ever upheld viewpoint discrimination. Why? Because you don't want the government coming in on a subject matter mm-hmm. and picking one side, saying one side is okay to discuss, the other side's not.
Doesn't sound very constitutional, does it?
Yeah, and so here, if you have an opposition to abortion, the buffer zone applies. If you are in favor of abortion, the buffer zone doesn't apply. And that was very clear how that came out during the oral argument. So this case is pending before the Federal Court of Appeals. We are waiting for a decision. Thank you for continuing to pray. This was something that we put in our Liberty Alert and press release, and I know many of you receive that. And if you don't, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and scroll down to the bottom of the website, and you can sign up for the Liberty Alert, which you'll get this kind of information ahead of time and then subsequently in terms of other issues. You can also sign up for some other emails there, the activist email for Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action, our public 501c4 organization, and Christians in Defense of Israel, Liberty Relief International, and others as well, other ministries of Liberty Counsel. Pray for the ministry. Continue to pray for this case. It's a big case involving buffer zones.
Yeah, and it's important to point out here, too, isn't it, Matt, that the Supreme Court has already ruled unanimously against these kind of buffer zones.
That's what I was just going to say, Matt, that the Supreme Court recently, in a case called McCollum, ruled against these kind of buffer zones. So that's a good precedent we have. I actually argued the very first case ever before the United States Supreme Court on a buffer zone back in 1994, the Madsen case, Madsen versus Women's Health Center. So there's been several of these buffer zone cases. Continue to pray for this. It's out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and pray for the Ministry of Liberty Counsel. All that we do pro bono. And we need your help. The ACLU has raised probably $100+ million. I know they raised $80+ million a few weeks ago. I'm sure they're way above $100 million now. And they are getting very aggressive. Stay with us and stay informed. Pray for Liberty Counsel and support the ministry. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.